Jemuel Magdibay is a Filipino-Australian musician who's playing guitar in Seussical. Seussical is a musical adaptation of the characters of Dr. Seuss. In our conversation, Jemuel Magdibay talks about music, the Sydney music scene, and his involvement in Seussical.
I've been born and raised in Sydney, Australia. My parents came to Australia back in 1991. My dad's from Mindoro and my mom's from Manila.
The creative industry is a non-orthodox pathway.
Yeah.
So how is this viewed within the context of your environment here, within your family, friends and so forth?
It is, like you said, an unorthodox path. I'm thankful for like a lot of friends who, you know, are really supportive. They're also big dreamers too. Like just being surrounded with people who dream big dreams and believe in you and they believe in themselves helps. But when it comes to like your aunties and uncles and whatnot, it's like, oh, you know, the question, oh, why don't you get a real job? You know, even my dad would tell me, oh, you bring all this equipment. If you're an electrician, all you got to bring is one toolbox. And I'm like, oh, seriously? I mean, there's times when my parents support it and then there's times when they don't support it. Of course, money isn't always an issue. You know, like, oh, are you getting paid for this? How much are you getting paid? Oh, if you're this job, you can get paid a grand in like a week.
Do you think that's a cultural thing, a Filipino cultural thing, or is that just a societal, the way that society functions within the system that we live in?
I think it's a mixture of both, really. Because, you know, like when my parents, you know, were migrating here, like seriously, they really started from the bottom. They started with nothing. I really do believe there is more to life than just simply working and that, and just sitting in a 9-to-5 job. I mean, my parents, they do this to provide for their kids, obviously. But then sometimes, you know, it feels like they're still stuck in Philippines. You know, they have that mentality like, oh, you gotta work hard so you can do this, which is true. You do need to work hard. But when it comes to, you know, when society looks at the creative industry as well, like say, oh, what can you do with that? But if you see firsthand with people who are actually in the creative industry, like they're very successful people who are in the creative industry, and they do contribute to society, they help people.
Can you tell me about the music industry in Sydney?
From what I've seen, the Sydney music scene is big. But a lot of people actually don't see that because if you're going to go see local music, you're going to have to travel places like the city. For example, The Basement, which is one of the most popular venues in Sydney where they had the Monday Jam. We're not quite there yet to have a label of the Sydney sound compared to, say, the Melbourne sound where you have the more folky kind of thing going on. But, you know, Sydney, it's pretty much a mix of a lot of things. Like, we've all taken influences of those kind of sounds.
So do you also think that multiculturalism, whether it's Filipino or any other culture in Sydney, do you think that this contributes to the sound of the future for Sydney?
Absolutely, yeah. Being in a multicultural society and a multicultural nation, there's a lot of different, you know, cultures which have their own kind of music and their flavor, which they bring to where we are. It's kind of like food, you know, there's different kinds of restaurants everywhere, yeah. And different cuisines of different nations, and it's kind of like with music. You know, Indian music, you have the Bhangra stuff going on, or if you come from the US, you know, you might bring the funk jazz flavor. And, you know, Sydney kind of takes that in and we all put it into one pot and mix it all around.
One of the reasons that we're talking today is because you're actually involved in a musical called Seussical. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, so the musical I'm playing for is called Seussical. It's it's a musical based on Dr. Seuss and the books that he's written. So you have your favorite characters like Cat in the Hat, for example, and, you know, Green Eggs and Ham. Yeah, those kind of things.
What's the storyline in this musical?
It's based on a girl called Jojo, and she enters this wild world of Dr. Seuss. You know, with the Cat in the Hat, it gets kind of, you know, weird. It's a very interesting world, especially with you know, Horton Hears a Who, where he's talking to the speck of dust with people on it. Yeah, that's pretty much the musical. You're on a journey of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're playing, you're one of the musicians?
Yep, I'm playing guitar one.
Sure. Yeah. Can you elaborate on your role in the musical?
Yep, so I'm playing electric guitar and acoustic guitar. And, you know, guitar is actually a pretty important role in this musical. Because there's a lot of styles mixed into the musical as well. You have, there's a bit of rock, even some jazz, salsa, even some, yeah, nice ambient stuff, which helps create the textures and layers of the sound.
Is this the first time that you're involved in a musical in
Is my second time being involved in a musical as a musician.
Yes.
Yeah, the first time I was in a musical was 2 years ago, where I played for Penrith Musical Comedy Company for their production of Hairspray.
How did you get involved in the musical? I know you told me about this a while ago, but can you just refresh my memory?
The way I got involved in this musical is through my senior high school music teacher, Fatima De Essis. She's pretty popular with the musical world. She's not only a musical director, but she's a percussion player as well. Yeah, and she's kind of one of my musical heroes. Like, I wouldn't be the musician I am today if it wasn't for her. Yeah. And yeah, so it's good having that connection with her, staying in touch. Yeah, and that's how I got the gigs.
Yeah. So how many nights is this musical production? Is this for what period of time is this going on?
It goes for 2 weeks. It starts this Thursday as the preview show, but the opening night is on the Friday.
So what's that going to be like when you're playing the same musical every night? What's that going to be like for you as a musician?
It is every night. You play the exact same thing.
Okay.
It's tiring. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of hard work. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every night might be different. Every night's a challenge because, you know, your body might feel different. Like, when you're sitting in an hour, like, 4 hour session, like, man, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Especially when you're reading music, it's a whole different ball game compared to when you're just playing with a band.
Yeah,
you actually got to watch the musical director and see how it flows with the script as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a challenge.
Okay. Yeah. Exciting. So where is this happening again?
It's happening at the Brian Brown Theatre in Bankstown. Wonderful. And it'll finish on the 28th of August.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Enjoy the musical.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
That was my conversation with Jemal Magdibay, a young Filipino-Australian guitar player in Seussical, a musical adaptation of the characters of Dr. Seuss.